Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Narchery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Mastering English Seon. Through reading 30 texts to improve grammar, vocabulary, and IELTS skills by A. Lul Yui, is an advanced English learning workbook built around reading practice. Its core promise is straightforward. Use a curated set of 30 C1 level texts as the main vehicle for improving grammar control, expanding vocabulary, and strengthening skills that overlap with IELTS-style academic English. Rather than treating reading as passive exposure, the book positions it as active training, where careful attention to meaning, structure, and word choice drives measurable progress. The genre is practical language study, aimed at upper intermediate to advanced learners who want to bridge the gap between B2 and C1 by working with challenging passages and extracting language patterns from them. Because reliable public information about the book's precise text selection and exercise formats is limited, the safest characterization is that it functions as structured reading-based practice for high-level proficiency, likely best used as a self-study companion or supplementary resource alongside broader IELTS preparation materials. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, C1 reading as a driver of overall language development. A central idea in a C1 reading-based workbook is that reading is not only a comprehension skill, but also a high-yield input channel for advanced language acquisition. At C1, learners typically need more than basic understanding. They need to track argument structure, infer implied meaning, and notice how writers manage stance, emphasis, and cohesion. Working through multiple texts supports this by repeatedly exposing the learner to complex syntax, dense information, and more abstract topics than those found in lower-level materials. When reading is paired with deliberate study, learners can turn each passage into a source of reusable language. That includes recognizing how sentences are built, how paragraph logic flows, and how transitions create a coherent line of reasoning. For IELTS-oriented learners, this matters because academic style reading and writing depend on the same foundations: accurate parsing of long sentences, recognition of key claims and supporting evidence, and comfort with formal register. A collection of 30 C1 texts also provides pacing and variety, enabling systematic practice over time rather than occasional, unstructured reading. Secondly, grammar improvement through real context. The book's stated goal of improving grammar through reading reflects an important C1 reality. Grammar progress at advanced levels is often about control, flexibility, and appropriacy, not just learning new rules. Reading authentic-like passages gives learners repeated examples of how grammar choices shape meaning. For example, advanced learners benefit from seeing how writers use complex clause structures, reduction, passives, and very tense and aspect to manage information and focus. They also benefit from noticing how modality and hedging support academic caution, and how punctuation and sentence rhythm affect clarity. A reading-centered approach allows grammar to be studied in context rather than in isolated drills, which can help learners connect form with communicative purpose. In IELTS-adjacent work, improved grammatical range and accuracy is particularly relevant for writing and speaking performance, where examiners reward not only correctness but also the ability to handle complex structures without losing clarity, even without knowing the book's exact exercise set. The stated framing suggests that learners are expected to observe, analyze, and then practice grammar patterns that appear naturally in the texts. Thirdly, building C1 vocabulary for precision and range. Vocabulary development at C1 involves expanding breadth and improving precision. A reading-based program is well-suited to that because it exposes learners to topic-specific language, academic, and semi-formal expressions, and the kind of collocations that distinguish advanced users from competent intermediates. In many cases, the difference between B2 and C1 is not knowing rare words, but using common words in more natural combinations and choosing terms that fit nuance and register. Text-based study can support this by presenting vocabulary in meaningful contexts where learners can infer, sense, observe connotation, and learn typical partners, such as verb-noun or adjective-noun pairings. It also helps with word families, affix patterns, and paraphraseability, all of which are useful for IELTS tasks that reward lexical resource and flexibility. With 30 texts, learners can encounter repeated themes and recurring academic phrasing, which supports spaced reinforcement. The most durable gains usually come when learners actively record new items, build example sentences, and revisit them, turning reading exposure into usable output vocabulary. Fourthly, comprehension strategies aligned with IELTS-style reading. Although IELTS is not only a reading test, IELTS preparation often relies on strong reading strategies because time pressure and dense information can overwhelm even advanced learners. a CE1 reading workbook that references IELTS skills plausibly aims to strengthen the subskills that transfer directly to exam tasks, identifying main ideas, distinguishing detail from inference, tracking reference words, and understanding how paragraphs develop an argument. Advanced texts are especially useful for training selective attention, such as scanning for specific information while maintaining a grasp of overall logic. Learners also need to become comfortable with paraphrase, since IELTS questions often restate passage information using different wording. Working through a set of challenging passages can help learners practice noticing synonyms and reformulations, which improves both comprehension and test performance. Another key area is handling unknown vocabulary without stopping, using context clues and sentence structure to keep momentum. Even when a book is not a full IELTS course, consistent practice with CEON texts can build the reading stamina and accuracy needed for high band scores, particularly when learners reflect on mistakes and refine their approach. Lastly, a structured self-study routine using 30 texts. A practical advantage of a 30-text format is that it naturally lends itself to planning. Many learners at CEON struggle not with motivation but with structure. They read widely, yet feel their progress is unmeasurable. A numbered set of texts can solve this by providing a clear pathway and manageable milestones. A disciplined routine typically includes a first read for general understanding, a second read to analyze language and logic, and follow-up work to consolidate grammar and vocabulary. Learners can add output tasks to maximize gains, such as summarizing a passage, paraphrasing key points, or writing a brief response using newly noticed structures. This connects reading input to speaking and writing performance, which is especially relevant for IELTS preparation. Regular review is also crucial at advanced level, where new language can be forgotten quickly if it is not reused. Even without detailed confirmation of the book's specific activities, its positioning suggests it works best when treated as a course-like sequence rather than a one-off reader, with consistent pacing and deliberate reflection after each text. In conclusion, this book is best suited to motivated learners aiming for CEON proficiency who want a reading-centered path to stronger grammar control and broader, more precise vocabulary. It may also appeal to IELTS candidates who already know the exam format but want to raise their underlying language level, especially in areas that support both reading and writing performance, such as handling complex sentences, understanding academic register, and recognizing paraphrase. The practical benefit is that a defined set of 30 advanced texts can provide a clear routine and a sense of progression, which many self-learners lack when they rely only on random articles online. Intellectually, sustained exposure to C1-level writing helps learners internalize how ideas are structured and connected, strengthening coherence and critical comprehension. Compared with typical IELTS prep books that focus heavily on test strategies, a reading-driven workbook stands out by emphasizing language development through input and analysis, which can lead to more durable improvement beyond the exam, because publicly verified detail about the exact selection and exercise design is limited. Prospective readers should view it as a structured supplementary resource rather than a complete exam-specific course, and pair it with targeted IELTS practice if a score goal is the main objective. If you would like to support Lalyuwee, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.